NUE.
KO4HK. Hey, Chad, on that, do you have to have the radio connected, or do you have your radio connected to the computer already to do the NetLogger?
No. No, no. You just download NetLogger, and it does not talk to your radio. It's solely on your computer, and when you click on Monitor Net, it tells you what nets are up and running. So you can go listen in or, you know, whatever, what kind of nets they are, so on and so forth. Let me let this repeater drop. Copy of all that information. It's just like a net on 2 meters, you know. You know who handles what, you know, emergency traffic or hurricanes or just what, you know. So, you know, since I've been on my quest to study 80 meters, there is a net on 20 or 40 that you put your call sign in the net logger, and you take turns, and it shows you everybody in the net, so you know how many people are logged in, and you take turns trying to make contacts with stations that's logged into NetLogger. So, in other words, let me ID KO4NUE, KO4HKX. I'm going to let this repeater drop. Let's check into the net, and they might be 15 stations in there, and they all have their call signs listed in NetLogger. And they take turns. You have like 3 minutes. And you can make a call to all of those stations, and they'll give you a signal report. You give them a signal report, and then you get a signal report. And what that does is allows you to know, you know, compare whatever propagation is to how far you're able to get. So, pretty useful. You know, they don't really talk or rag to you a lot. It's that net is there just for that. I can't remember the name of it. But when you get NetLogger on your computer, let me know and I'll kind of walk you through it. But there's a lot of interesting things on there that's really, really kind of helpful. But you just can't do unless you have your license, which you do. So, KO4NUE.
I'm official now, even though I don't have the license in my hand.
Don't worry about that. You just put your AG out there. It'll take them 2 or 3 days to get your call sign updated. But I will tell you, there'll be a couple of them that will ask. So just be advised. But you're good to go. But yeah, NetLogger's just, I don't use it for anything but that, just to kind of see what's going on. And then if you use NetLogger and then tap into somebody like Walt or Gary or Andy and people like that and just start writing this stuff down, that's pretty hard to beat.
Experience is hard to beat by any means.
KO4NUE, K4OIM. Chaz, explaining about NetLogger. I'm a member of a couple of groups on there, but now that you got your general and you want to work all states, there's a net on there called the Ole Miss Net. And you can sign up for it online. It don't cost anything. They will give you a number. And then they meet on 80 meters, 40 meters, 20 meters, depending on band conditions. But they are definitely on 80 meters about every night. And if you try to get your work to all states, when you check in, you'll have a number there to start with. Well, the first person person that checked in is that control station. It is, as they say, check as you log in on your computer, your number will show up in the order that you check in. And luckily, the repeater dropped. So go down that list. And when the net control station calls your number and your call sign, would you like to contact somebody? And if there's a station on there, say, in Kansas, yes, I'd like to check in with line 8. And it gives you an opportunity to make the contact. And then y'all switch information back and forth. And I use QRZ logging on my computer, and it automatically logs in the station you work, the time, the date, what the sideband, and the wattage, what signal you put in, what your signal report was, and what his was. And NetLogger's a great tool for any help. I hope that helps you out a little bit, Patrick. I didn't mean to butt in on y'all, but KO4HKX, KO4NUE, K4OIM. I'll be out. I'm eating something to eat here.
I appreciate the information.
KO4NUE. I'll give you a holler on the cell phone so it don't bog down the repeater. But I'll kind of fill you in. In a little more depth so I don't block somebody else from using a repeater. But really, really, really nifty tool. And does, you know, once you make a hard copy of them, then, you know, you gotta, something happens to your computer or something, you know where to go and what to do, that kind of thing.
Roger that. I appreciate it. So we'll go ahead and say 73s for now. KO4HKX, KO4NUE. You take care for the evening, and I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX, 73.
I'll give you a call or sometime on cell phone tomorrow. I think I'm going to go out to eat with the kids tonight and my wife, so I'll get you spun up as much as I know, which is not a lot, but KO4NUE, KO4HKX, I'll be clear, brother. You and the missus, y'all have a wonderful night tonight. Be safe. I'm clear.
73's Patrick.
KB2HXS Mobile.